Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 18. This is Deidre.
Lisa.
Welcome back, and this is take 4.
Because we may delete the other one, or we may just keep it.
Let's see how it plays out.
But our last one, we did these questions in a book, because that will be the foundation of this friendship.
It will be.
And just read our answers, and it was very by the book. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, well, not everybody. One person's like, oh, you should have a topic. So we stuck to a topic, and it was very boring.
It was.
So let's break the rules. Oh, even though, man, you like to follow the rules.
I do like to follow the rules. So now you're just going to give me a panic attack.
I mean, you're the baby of your family like I am.
Yeah.
So you should be like the rule breaker like I am. Why is your sister the oldest one?
Okay, well, she, like, set the tone and broke all the rules, so, like, so then I had to make up for it and make amends and be the responsible one.
And my sister so followed all the rules, so I'm like, I'm the baby, yeah. Pay attention to me.
Yeah, and let me break all the rules.
Kind of.
I wish I was a rule breaker,
but you're still your parents' favorite. Sorry to your sister.
And my grandmother's favorite.
And your grandmother's favorite.
She made a point to tell someone, a third party, that she has this many grandchildren and this many great-grandchildren, but I'm one of the favorites, so let me just point
and
that out.
And let's give you a dose of real world over here. My grandparents are dead.
Oh.
How does that make you feel now?
Okay.
Now you're being petty about being the favorite. Well, mine are dead.
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of things going for me, so I have to grab what I can. And it's my grandmother thinking I'm the favorite.
I mean, you're usually the realist, and I'm idealistic.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Not today. Because you still have your grandparents.
Okay.
Anywho. Let's get away from that dark humor.
Yeah. Even though I am about that dark humor life.
We are.
Yeah.
Both are.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us about this cat you've been taking care of.
Okay.
That you're in love with.
Okay.
That's more fun than the book.
So, his name is Jasper.
Yes.
And I think he's like maybe like part Bengal. So, he's like very like high energy. And like, he loves cuddles. He loves playing. He plays fetch, let me tell you.
This is somebody who doesn't have a pet right now. Yes. So, it's very fun to listen to you get into it.
Okay. Yeah, like, this is my life at this point.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I talk about.
On my side about pets.
Yeah. Yes. Now, like, at supper, when we just went to supper, like, this was all I talked about as if he was my child. I even showed you a picture. Like, I was like, oh, look how cute he is. He likes cuddles.
Oh, this guy told me happy Mother's Day because I'm his mom.
Yeah, the one who, like, I'm cat sitting for. He's like, oh, happy Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, for all the children I didn't know I had? And he's like, no, because you're Jasper's mom. And I was like, I'm Jasper's mom.
Why can't you just love me? Why can't we be a thing
anyway,
and have all the cats?
Anyway, moving on. So I went to go first cat sit this cat, Jasper.
Cat sit the cat.
And I get there and the poor thing has like no food for who knows how long. Had like no extra cat food in a cat bag or whatever. And like no litter.
Tell us about his litter box though.
Let me tell you. So you would think, after I saw this, that you'd think this cat is, like, completely neglected. No. He lives in extravagance. His litter box is, like, literally an igloo where, like, part of the litter is, like, you know, sitting and there's, like, a, you know, cover over it. And then there's also, like, steps coming out of the litter box. So he has this, but he has no food. So anyway, so I get there and I'd, like, go around, drive around town and get all his stuff so he could actually eat food.
And clean the apartment.
Yes, and today I clean the apartment because...
You and Jasper cannot live in the squalor.
Him and I have standards, and that apartment was not up to our standards. So I brought my vacuum cleaner and cleaned that apartment. And let me tell you, my little shark vacuum cleaner was picking up all the things.
Because it had never been vacuumed before.
It probably has not been vacuumed.
I even
vacuumed the couch. Like, it was a thing.
This is why you would be a good person to live with.
I vacuumed around his igloo. Like, I went all out. And then we were happy because it was up to our standards.
And then you got all the cuddles.
And then I got all the cuddles.
And like I said, you should just bring the cat here.
I mean, I probably might. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see.
Not the igloo litter box.
No, though. There's no room for that. Stupid thing.
Well, how big is it?
The igloo litter box? It's huge. It is like, it's like half this coffee table and probably a little higher. It's huge. And a typical litter box, like the $5 ones, are like, you know, like very a little like rectangular box. Like that, you can fit almost anywhere. You can't fit that igloo. Like, where are you supposed to put it? Out on the balcony?
Oh, yeah. As long as he doesn't jump out.
He probably would jump off that balcony.
He's a Bengal kitty.
Yeah, he's pretty active. So he has no qualms about, like, jumping on, like, top of me and then, like, jumping to, like, the couch or whatever. So.
No.
Anyway, I'll stop this rambling about my Jasper life. So... Let's talk about something else.
How about let's talk about dinner and they just assumed we were on a date. How about that? So,
you know, I thought about it when we went up to the hostess.
Well, so did I.
And I was like, we're both kind of dressed up.
But I'm like, two girls can go out to eat and people aren't going to assume that. But I also picked up that vibe too. Like, oh, it looks like we're on a date.
Yeah. And I was like, table for two. And I was like.
And then, oh my god, like 5 minutes to decide where to put us, and it's like the restaurant wasn't even half full.
Yeah. It's like, how hard is it to find a table for two that aren't lesbians?
I found lesbians for tonight. Or for that time. Not that anymore. Was. But everybody calm down.
Yeah.
But they just assume, like, we were on a date, apparently. And then I accidentally ordered a Moscow Mule, supposedly. And I was like, this isn't an old-fashioned when I got my Moscow Mule, but...
And I'm pretty sure you ordered a Moscow Mule. Like, those are the words I heard out of your mouth. And I
unless
was like,
I said a Moscow Mule with Makers, because I clearly said with Makers.
Oh, I didn't hear Makers.
But Moscow Mule is vodka, so I would have said, like, Makers. But yeah, I said Makers.
Yeah. But no, as we were walking to the table, like, as she was taking us to the table, like, I was thinking.
And hit us behind a wall.
Yeah, because
so
they were.
I can see these two lesbos out on this date. Because tonight, Deidre was the man.
Yes, that's what I thought.
With her pants and her vest.
Yeah, I'm wearing, like, a full fur vest and, like, my, like, black leggings.
And I'm wearing, like, a dress that I can't wear to work because it's kind of lower cut. And I'm like, I'm going to dress up.
Yeah, and I was thinking that, too. I was like, oh, yeah, let's dress up.
This is what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, because you don't get a lot of options to dress up.
And then, no. Two girls cannot dress up because Deidre was a man, I was a woman. And then, even when we told him, like, our check, like... no, like, this car goes to this car goes to that, like, split. Just split it down the middle.
Well, first she brought the check as one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She literally didn't even ask us, is it together? No, she
assumed
that we were a couple.
We weren't holding hands. We weren't doing nothing.
No, we were just on our usual, like, hangout. Like,
but we're dressed up.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like,
apparently,
sorry,
when we go
we
out,
like to dress up.
I need to like wear my beanie.
Yeah, and I need to like put my hat
wear.
On and
your baseball
then
cap.
Look like
but then we'd look like butch lesbians. We can't have two dressed up nice lesbians.
But only two butch ones.
I don't know, but I was annoyed.
I was so annoyed,
especially with the service.
I know, but like once they brought the check, like that's when I was like. No. Like, I want to put,
you're
like,
not getting your full 20% tip.
No. You're getting $6.
Right? Mm-hmm. But even when I had, like, brunch earlier with my friend today, she's like, together or separate? We both said separate. Get the check. It's together. So I'm like, fine.
Fine.
It's cheap anyway. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't even understand.
I don't.
Apparently, we just...
We're past our prime. So obviously, if we're together eating dinner at a nice restaurant, it's a date.
Yeah, but then you think about, like, other, like, girlfriends that, like, hang out and get dressed up. Like, I feel like that's a thing. Like, girls like
but
to...
But I guess it's not, like, one-on-one. It's gonna be, like, four friends out to eat. Or
well,
three.
Then apparently we need to add more friends to this
apparently,
weekend.
If we need to bring Trisha and Mackenzie.
So how about, or,
foursome.
Okay, yep, so we can bring
because when
them.
It's three of us, it doesn't work.
That's true.
Four.
Yeah, we could bring four, or if you guys want to submit your resumes, then we can maybe add you to the friend group.
So they can come up to our awesome town
and
go out to eat at three places.
Exactly. Sounds like a great deal to me, but
except
not.
Except for them. to buy their plane tickets. And congratulations, you're coming to North Dakota.